This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This just in, turns out you can put a price on true love, and a pretty hefty price at that. Some of the big dating apps, Tinder, Bumble, and others, are looking into premium subscription services upwards of $500 a month, if Tinder's your choice. At the same time, though, they are simultaneously, which is what same time means, simultaneously rolling out lower-cost discount options, trying to get more dollars for more subscribers. It's a market segmentation strategy we've seen play out across the internet service economy, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Joining a dating app is starting to feel like buying a ticket for a discount airline. You want no frills? Sure. You want extra chatting privileges, unlimited likes? That'll cost you.
When you pay, you're going to do less work and find more dates. That's what we're trying to engineer.
Mark Brooks has been a consultant in the dating app world from the beginning.
Back then, it was all free. It was VC funded. It was a land grab, an entirely new industry.
Like ride sharing or streaming video, dating apps had been all about chasing user growth. But that strategy is no longer working, says Tom Grant, the head of research at Apptopia.
When we're looking at dating apps as a group, they're not adding new users anymore. So if you can't really add new users, you want to sort of optimize the ones that you had.
And users of dating apps could be ripe for optimization.
The swipe feature, the gamification, definitely hooks people.
Catherine Caduto is a communications professor at Boston University who studies dating app users. She says they're often a bit too optimistic about how long they'll be users.
And so I think for those people, the initial investment probably feels like, well, this will pay off. Maybe in no time, but it'll be worth it.
Many apps like Grindr have started offering premium weekly memberships. It's a lower cost way to upgrade, says AJ Balance, Grindr's chief product officer.
You can try it out, you can experiment, you get access to all of the same features as are in our premium extra tier for a week.
Only about a third of those who've used dating apps report paying for them, says Colleen McLean at the Pew Research Center.
This is relatively more common among older users. It's also more common among people who are earning more money than people who are earning less.
Paying was also more common, she says, among people who say they met their partner on an app. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.